Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major breakthrough in India's defense capabilities has just been achieved as the country test-fired its first multiple independently targetable re-entry vehicle, or MIRV, capable Agni-class intercontinental ballistic missile from APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the Odisha coast. What makes this significant is that this test brings India into an elite group of nations with operational MIRV ICBMs, joining the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, and China. But why does this matter? The reason is that a MIRV is a missile payload technology in which a single ballistic missile carries several warheads, each capable of being directed to a separate target. This dramatically multiplies the strike capacity of a single launch and complicates the Defender's missile defense problem. First, let's understand the context of this test. A NOTAM, or Notice to Airmen, had earlier marked a danger corridor extending approximately 3,560 kilometers into the Indian Ocean, with strong indications of an integrated hypersonic glide vehicle, or HGV, payload. This is a crucial detail, as it suggests that India is not just testing a MIRV-capable missile, but also exploring the possibility of integrating HGV technology, which could raise the credible reach of the missile into the 5,000-plus-kilometer envelope. Now, let us turn to the historical context. India's earlier mission Divyastra, launched in 2024, was the first announced MIRV test, and this recent test is an extension and validation of that capability at intercontinental range. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India now has a credible minimum deterrent under the No First Use Doctrine, which is a core principle of India's nuclear doctrine, adopted on 4th January 2003. Recalibrating the China equation is a key aspect of this development. China's nuclear arsenal expansion, estimated to reach around 600 warheads by 2030, according to US DoD assessments, and the deployment of DF-41 MIRV ICBMs, created a vertical asymmetry challenge for India. However, a MIRV-capable Indian ICBM restores meaningful counter-value targeting across all of mainland China. It deepens India's credible minimum deterrent under the No First Use Doctrine. And here is something that surprises many students: Pakistan's Abil, announced in 2017, was a signaling response to India's ballistic missile defense development. But now, India's MIRV capability offers the option to saturate any future regional missile defense. This is a significant development, as it means that India can now respond to Pakistan's nuclear threats in a more effective manner. Survivability and second strike are also crucial aspects of this development. MIRV warheads complicate counterforce first strikes, as an adversary needs disproportionate numbers to neutralize India's deterrent. Combined with the K4 SLBM, or submarine-launched ballistic missile, and a future MIRV SLBM, India's nuclear triad gains substantial survivability. Now, let us look at India's strategic missile family and its nuclear doctrine. India's nuclear doctrine is based on the principle of credible minimum deterrence, with a no-first-use posture. The doctrine also emphasizes massive and punitive retaliation designed to inflict unacceptable damage. The Nuclear Command Authority, which includes the Political Council chaired by the Prime Minister and the Executive Council chaired by the National Security Advisor, is responsible for overseeing India's nuclear program. With that background in place, let us look at the international and arms control dimensions. India is not a signatory to the NPT, or Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or the CTBT, or Comprehensive Nuclear Disband Treaty, but observes a unilateral moratorium on nuclear explosive testing since 1998, after the Pokhran 2 tests. India is a member of the Missile Technology Control Regime, or MTCR, since 2016, and the Wassenaar Arrangement since 2017. the May 2026 test is consistent with India's minimum deterrent posture, which is focused on capability demonstration, not yield testing. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers defense and internal security, and GS Paper 2, which covers international relations. You should note the key concepts, such as MIRV technology, HGV concept, and India's nuclear triad, as well as the strategic balance with China and Pakistan. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The MIRV Agni ICBM test was conducted on 8 May 2026 from APJ Abdul Kalam Island, formerly Wheeler Island, in Odisha. The danger corridor extended approximately 3,560 kilometers into the Indian Ocean with a suspected HGV integration. The operating command was the Strategic Forces Command, or SFC. Note this carefully, the MIRV nations with operational capabilities are the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, China, and now India. India's nuclear doctrine was adopted on 4 January 2003 and is based on credible minimum deterrence and no first use. The Nuclear Command Authority includes the Political Council chaired by the Prime Minister and the Executive Council chaired by the National Security Advisor. The Strategic Forces Command is the operational arm established in 2003. So what exactly changed with this test? The test marked a significant milestone in India's defense capabilities, demonstrating its ability to develop and test complex missile systems. But why does this matter? It matters because it enhances India's strategic position, allowing it to respond more effectively to nuclear threats from Pakistan and China. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, you should remember this number, 3,560 kilometers, which is the approximate distance of the danger corridor. You should also note the key concepts, such as MIRV technology, HGV concept, and India's nuclear triad, as well as the strategic balance with China and Pakistan. Now, let us turn to the mains angels. You can discuss how MIRV technology alters the strategic stability of South Asia, critically examine India's continued adherence to no first use in an era of MIRV and hypersonic missiles, and evaluate India's nuclear command and control architecture and its civilian oversight model. In conclusion, India's successful test of a MIRV-capable Agni ICBM marks a significant milestone in the country's defense capabilities, enhancing its strategic position and allowing it to respond more effectively to nuclear threats from Pakistan and China. This development has major implications for regional and global security and is a key aspect of India's defense strategy.